shake it a hand have a yofi echani holech achreha umidbonen shake it a yofi echani holem aleha.
Jerusalem Design Week is being held at Hanson House in Jerusalem through June 29th. The week features works, lectures, cultural events, and more, all in keeping with this year's theme, Lies and Falsehoods. Ahead of the opening, we heard more from Dr. Jeremy Fogel, a scholar in modern Jewish philosophy and part of the curating team at Jerusalem Design Week. Dr. Jeremy Fogel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Naomi. Great to be here, and hello to all of the listeners.
We are speaking as you are in the thick and the midst of preparing for Jerusalem Design Week. Tell us, first of all, what is Jerusalem Design Week?
Well, Jerusalem Design Week is the central design event in Israel. We get yearly about 40,000 visitors throughout the week. And, you know, every year has a different theme. And then a whole lot of designers who come and exhibit works relating to the theme. This year, there's a special emphasis also laid on accompanying cultural events. So aside of, you know, the dozen or hundreds even of works that people can enjoy and think with and reflect with, there will also be a whole series of lectures and cultural events accompanying the whole week.
When you say design, are you talking about fashion design, graphic design, the whole broad concept of design?
The whole broad concept, in the broadest of manners, it is not only fashion. It is design in all its different manifestations.
So, going from that point, the theme this year,
yes,
lies.
Lies and falsehoods, sheker v'chazav.
Okay, so how does that connect? It's very interesting.
Well, you know, I think first of all, it's important to say that lies and falsehoods have accompanied humanity for as long as humanity has been around, really. You know, if you think about our mythological imagination, the lying and deceiving serpent was with us as early as Eden. The Bible depicts human beings as continually lying to each other, to themselves. If you think of Plato's allegory of the cave, the constitutive allegory of Western modern philosophy, thinks of the whole of human reality as encapsulated in a cave of falsehood. And I also think that in spite of the fact that lies and falsehoods and propaganda and all of these and misinformation have accompanied human society forever, roughly speaking, I also think that we are currently in a period where all of us feel that these issues are even more intensely present than before, with deepfake, with artificial intelligence, with the ways in which technology has allowed an unprecedented access to our very minds, to fake news, to doubtful information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the question we wanted to pose to design world is design inherently a form of falsehood? Because design deals with the manipulation of matter. Design deals with making things look in a certain way. Is design necessarily something that creates illusion, or can design also be brought to bear to provide authenticity, honesty, truth? So really the works that we will be exhibiting at the Design Week are works that both celebrate the illusion and reflect on the importance of falsehood in our lives, but also works that seek to provide a new path towards transparency, honesty, authenticity, and truth.
So it is not necessarily just about malevolence, but perhaps a channel towards, as you said, authenticity and truth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, by posing the theme as lies and falsehoods, we are also seeking to reflect on truth and honesty. And even in terms of falsehoods, I think, you know, it sounds dramatic and judgmental, but we need illusions also, right? Illusions are part of what makes art so appealing and artistic activity so appealing. So these are all questions that we are open to reflect on know, wide varieties of angles and from wide varieties of perspectives.
So can you give us a bit of a taste of what visitors will encounter when they come?
Well, we have basically divided the classified the exhibit in various sub-themes. We have propaganda, where we will be looking at where it's an exhibition where various products of propaganda and other demagogical messaging are exhibited. We have a sub-theme of manipulation, where we look at ways in which design makes one form of matter look like another form of matter. This could be with raw materials or with foods, right? We all, I think, are getting to know fake meats. As a vegan, I think that's wonderful, right? But it's a form of manipulation, a form of falsehood in that sense. There's a sub-theme of body of knowledge, human body, which is about how the human body is being redesigned and remanipulated in the digital age. There's a valley of prophets, in a way, where we are exploring various forms of prophecy, real or fake, etc., etc., etc.
You yourself will be exploring this theme of the week in from a literary perspective. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, actually, there's going to be a wide variety of events every single day. You know, there's going to be a different cultural event in terms of the literary presence. And there's a big surprise for our opening evening, I should say. But I will be having an interviewing the great Israeli author Edgar Keret on a Saturday evening in the patio, which is the central location of the Hanson House and the Jerusalem Design Week. And the conversation with Edgar Keret will be about the relationship of literature and lying. You know, what is really the difference or the similarity between writing a story and inventing a story and lying? How does lie and falsehood relate to literature? But there will be many other such cultural events. We will have Professor Moshe Albertal talking about false prophets in the Bible. We will have the creators of Tzel Shel Emet, the documentary about the whole terrible murder of Tzahi Rada in the north, talking about the documentary activity and truth. And we will have also an interview with Dan Ariely. So there will be a wide variety of cultural events accompanying this Jerusalem Design Week.
So where can one find information about the events?
Online, as you do, right? All of the information and the schedule is available to anyone interested in joining us at our website. Just Google Jerusalem Design Week 2023 and you will be able to see all of the different events and the sub-themes and all that this beautiful and very interesting week has to offer.
Dr. Jeremy Fogel, a member of the curating team at Jerusalem Design Week. More information can be found at jdw.co.il.